from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump to meet Abe in first face-to-face with a foreign leader. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to highlight the importance of the security alliance between his country and the United States as he meets today with President-elect Donald Trump. Before departing Japan, Mr. Abe told reporters he wanted to use the meeting to discuss his vision for the future with Trump. He said the Japan-U.S. alliance is a pivot of Japan's diplomacy and security. The alliance only works based on trust, so I would like to build that trust with President Trump. During his campaign, Mr. Trump questioned several bedrocks of the U.S.-Japanese relationship, suggesting that the U.S. was doing too much to provide defense to Japan. He floated the idea of allowing Japan and others in the region nuclear weapons and forcing higher payments to support the deployment of U.S. forces in those countries. President Obama brought his message of America's enduring unity and cooperation to the heart of Europe on Thursday, stressing to Germans and all Europeans that the United States will continue to engage the world. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop of his final overseas tour as president. The country is Europe's top economy and U.S. trading partner, an important member of NATO, and host to thousands of U.S. troops. Observers have also suggested its leader, Angela Merkel, could be emerging as the most prominent liberal voice in a region where nationalist movements are gaining strength. This last trip marks President Obama's sixth visit to Germany. U.S. Senate leadership positions are being filled for the new session that will start in early January, reflecting the balance of power determined in elections held across the country last week. Republicans, of course, will control the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate in the upcoming year. This is VOA News. Human rights groups around the world are condemning Russia's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court as an alarming signal of Moscow's retreat from international justice and institutions. The ICC enraged the Kremlin this week by issuing a report concluding that Russia carried out a military conflict against Ukraine in early 2014 and that the resulting annexation by Moscow of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula was an occupation. Now, one world leader who would disagree is Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, who says he would consider withdrawing from the ICC as well.
If China and Russia would decide to create a new order, I will be the first to join. Nothing happened. There's still war. United Nations, walang nagawa. Series of war. Vietnam, Taliban, ngayon dito. The killing is endless. Just because it is America, it does not mean that it is good.
Duterte was speaking before his departure for Lima, Peru, to attend an Asia-Pacific summit. Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance Wednesday in Washington since conceding the presidential election to Donald Trump a week ago.
I know many of you are deeply disappointed about the results of the election. I am too, more than I can ever express. But as I said last week, our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that is hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted.
She was speaking at a gala for the Children's Defense Fund. A U.S. federal judge has scheduled a hearing to consider President-elect Donald Trump's request to delay a civil fraud trial involving his now-defunct Trump University until after his inauguration on January 20th. David Levine is a University of California law professor.
It says that the case was scheduled to go to trial before the election, and Mr. Trump's lawyers were able to convince the judge to postpone the trial until after the election on the grounds that he was going to be rather busy trying to be elected President of the United States. And so the judge said okay to that. Now that the election has taken place, the defense lawyers have asked for another postponement, saying that Mr. Trump is awfully busy with the transition, and couldn't we wait until after he becomes president? Now that motion right now is under consideration by the judge, but I think it's rather unlikely that the judge will agree with that motion.
The judge is set to hear arguments on Friday, just over a week before the trial is set to begin. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.